Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Bava Metzia, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Dalid. Echad HaLakeach, ve'echad HaMlecha, whether it's the buyer or the seller, Yeshlen Aynah, they have the Isser of Aynah. The buyer is not allowed to fool the seller. He can't fool the seller, telling him that your item is worth less. And the Mecher can't fool the buyer by saying that it's worth more than it's actually worth. We quoted the Pasuk in Parshas Behar, Kapitel Chav Hei, Pasuk Yodalad, V'chisimker u'mimker la'misecha. That refers to the Meicher. Oikonam yara misecha, that refers to the Lekeach. The Torah is talking to both. The Pasuk says, you're not allowed to fool anyone. Al toinu ishas amisai. Vaitr zakta Mishnah, k'shem sha'ino lehedyet. Just like it's Pasha, you're not allowed to fool someone who's a regular person, he's not an expert, he doesn't know how much it's worth. The same issue would also apply to someone who's an expert. You can't say, you know what, let me try to fool him. He's an expert. Rabbi Yehuda argues on this. Rabbi Yehuda, someone who's a seasoned merchant, he can't come and say, oh yeah, I was fooled. What do you mean? Why were you fooled? You know how much this is worth. So you knew about it and you wanted it. You thought, look, it's worth it for me to pay extra because, you know, I need it right now or I can sell it and make a lot of money. So you're coming back now to say you were fooled? It's hard to believe. You didn't know to start with how much this is worth. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yehuda only argues by what's called a tagger safser. That's a kind of businessman that, like, flips. We call it flipping. He buys and sells it right away. He's not someone that stores it, let's say. The people that are constantly buying or selling, they know exactly what the price is in any given day. A person that buys it and stores it, tries to sell in 6 months, and that's a good meat. I didn't know the price. Prices change. But l'maisa, the halach is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The halach is like the chachamim, that there is a na, even for a businessman, and even for a businessman that's flipping. It's constantly buying and selling. The Mishnah tells us a third halacha, Misha hutalalav. The person that was fooled, yadai alhu al yayna. He has the choice. Yadai alhu al yayna is used, we use this expression, he has the upper hand. In other words, he can call the shots, so to speak. Imratza, if this person that was fooled, Oimer says to the one who fooled him, Tenli ma'oisai, in other words, here, take back the bicycle, take back whatever it is you sold me, and give me back my money. Or he can say, Tenli ma'shaini sani. No, I want to keep the bike, but give me back the difference. Give me back the amount you overcharged. So what are we talking about over here? Was it more than a shtos or not? Didn't we say before, it's only if it's more than a shtus? That's when you can say, no, take back the bicycle, I don't want to do business with you. And the answer is Enochanami. This is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda who argues on that. Reb Nosson, that was the Tana in the first Mishnah. We pass him like Reb Nosson. If it's a sixth, you can't say, no, take back the bike. You can only say, give me back the extra money. But this Tana, Reb Yehuda holds, even if it's a sixth, even if it's not more than a sixth, the buyer has a choice. He can say, take back the whole thing, or he can say, just give me back the extra money. So we learned three halachas in our Mishnah. Halacha number one, the Isser of Aina applies both to the buyer and the seller. We learned, just like there is Aina for a stama person who doesn't know how much it's worth, and it's easy to fool him, there is also Aina for the tagger. You can't say, well, let me try my luck. He knows what the value is, but let's see if he'll go for it. No, you're not allowed to fool him. We said Rabbi Yehuda argues on that. There is no Aina for a tagger. And we explained it's the type of businessman that's constantly buying and selling, so he knows the prices. So he can't come later and say, oh, I was fooled. You knew how much it's worth. Obviously, you had a cheshbon to buy it. Remember what we said at the beginning. Aina is only when you fool someone. If I have a cheap pen that costs 25 cents, and my friend says, can I buy it? I know it's only worth 25 cents, but I'll give you $5 for it. That's not Aina. He decided, for whatever reason, it's worth $5 for him. And finally, we concluded with the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, who holds, even if it's not more than a shtus, even if it's just a shtus, the person that was fooled has a choice. He can say, I'm giving you back the item, give me back my money, or he can say, just give me back the extra, but I'm keeping what I bought.